Jobs and nukes, the socialist arguments against the Trident nuclear missile system and nuclear energy are vast, but many activists often come up against a common stumbling block: jobs. The Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament, CND, found that of the 30,000 jobs claimed to be dependent on Trident, 11,520 of them are civilian. The argument that these mostly engineering positions could not be shifted anywhere seems wrong. Could these skills not be put to use in, for example, the building and maintenance of wind turbines in the renewable energy sector? The case for the transfer of jobs being possible from the nuclear power is even stronger. Nuclear power plants use steam turbines to create electricity, with around two-thirds of the heat energy produced being wasted. Why not the cheaper and cleaner solution of renewable energy? However, without a socialist government, this alternative is fantastical. A Corbyn government would need to work to convince workers in these sectors that they would be guaranteed suitable, well-paid, and local jobs. For this vision to be achieved, we would need full nationalization of the energy industry, in order to ensure the transition into renewable energy, as well as to avoid the artificial inflation of energy prices. Democratic socialist planning of the economy is key. Tom Vale, Youth and Student CND Committee and Lincoln Socialist Students Chair.